Oh, man, it feels great. Best week ever.
But Keith was saying that it's cool because D-Ware got it for the month. He's got it for a week now. You got
to. Yeah, we're trying to round this up every week, have a Bronco week to week and player of the month at the end. So if we do that, we'll have a pretty good season, I feel.
Going against a former coach this week, is there a little extra there when you see somebody you're so familiar with?
Nah, no extra. We put out everything we have every week, you know. To give a little extra for this game, you know, it would be unfair to the rest of the schedule.
You like going back there, though.
Oh, I love playing at home. You know, in the Bay Area, I seem to play some really good football when I go home, and really looking forward to it.
How many tickets do you have to buy?
Oh, I'm not doing that this year. Everybody got to get their own tickets. My parents and siblings, that's it.
Popular decision?
You know what? I really don't care about being popular or unpopular at this point. Hey, if you don't like me, then you don't have to speak to me ever again. That's cool.
So not extra motivation there, but when you see a guy that you're familiar with, he's familiar with you, like matchup-wise, is there anything there?
You know, we've been playing this team. You know, it's a division team, so, you know, there's a lot of familiarity there, and especially with Jack being there. But, you know, I don't believe he's running anything he ran here as far as defensively. And offensively, I know he's not running what we ran with Foxy. So it's really two different teams completely.
You mentioned that after your first game back, you weren't pleased with the way you played. Is that, do you think, made you play as well as you have these last couple games, almost put a chip on your shoulder?
You know, I felt I was ready to play my first game back, but when the bullets, I really wasn't as ready as I thought I was. Not saying I didn't prepare well enough, because I did. I just wasn't ready to get, you know, back in that game shape. And we played a lot of snaps that game as well. But, you know, I've just been really focused. You know, I'm taking the coaching that we've been getting and trying to apply it to the field. Coach Wade's been putting great game plans together. He's using me exactly how, you know, I wish to be used. So just keep listening to them. Listen to Joe Woods and Coach Wade.
Do you think it's easier or harder to exploit an offense like the Raiders, who are kind of a little bit fragile, a little bit kind of on this rebuilding cusp?
You know what? I think you got to be ready. You know, they kind of up and down, and you got to be ready for whatever team you get. And you can't be, you know, just lackadaisical, because then that hits you with a big play. And, you know, we all know big plays wins games. So you could lose a game quick in the NFL. We just got to be on our P's and Q's.
Is this the best big play offense that you think you faced thus far in the season?
You know what? Teams seem to change their game plan when they face us. It's just not as many deep balls, not as many passes down the field. So we're expecting to do the same teams, same thing that other teams try to do. And if they do try to get the ball downfield, hope our pressure gets there and our cover holds up.
When you look at Derek Carr from year one to year two, does he look a little bit more aggressive, more confident with throwing down the field?
You know, he's a little bit better than last year. He is. He does look a little bit more comfortable, but, you know, there's still things that gets to him and frustrates him. So we're going to try to do those things.
TJ, were you a Charles Woodson fan growing up in the Bay Area, and you see yourself playing –
Oh, man, that's a blessing. You know, that's definitely a blessing. Like, I'm taking it one game at a time. One game at a time, that's it.
Who were you a fan of his?
Oh, I was a fan of Charles Woodson, definitely. Not of Michigan, but, you know, just of him.
Derek coming back to this defense, how much can that help?
Oh, man, that's going to help greatly. You know, it adds more depth. We all know how good Derek is and, you know, what he does for this defense. So just having him for morale and, you know, that extra man is going to be great for us.
All right, thanks, TJ.